Today at Quietenham is March 6th, and it's a busy day in Cyberspace Ashram on the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai. We had two students from the County College come with cameras to film us and all the beautiful lakes and ponds and rivers that we have flowing through the ashram here. It's a class project. Also, the Vedic Astrology Convention is being held on our island, and last night we sent Sri Rudram chanters, about 6 or 8 monks there, swamis and sadhaka and yogis, to give a beautiful homa and blessing for the conference. Today, in a few hours, I'll be giving a talk about how to use Vedic astrology for purifying your subconscious mind, for performing penance, which is traditional in Sanatana Dharma, and also explain to the astrologers whether or not they're Hindu or not. Because the people of Abrahamic religions, that is Christianity, Judaism, Islam, don't believe in reincarnation, the existence of God everywhere, the laws of karma and all of that. And if you've accepted those beliefs and made them a part of your life, obviously, you are a Hindu. No doubt about it. We'll be talking about that, answering questions, and then having a signing of books. The new book, Merging with Shiva, will be there. 365 daily lessons, which is a lifetime study. Certainly has been for me, because it's been 50 years of all of my classes and talks and lectures and programs here and there and around the world to thousands and thousands of beautiful souls. We talked yesterday about making a house a home. I don't know what we can do about a hotel lobby where husband and wife work and kids are running in and out and neighbor kids are running in and out and nobody's chaperoning anybody. Nobody knows what anybody is doing. Girls are getting pregnant. Boys are making girls pregnant. Drugs, swearing, and all the nasty things of life. That's the hotel lobby home of a dysfunctional family. It's a slow process for a mother and a father to turn a house into a home. They move into a beautiful home. They have to be there. The aura of each mother and father and the children have to permeate the walls of the home. The devas and guardian devas and ancestors have to be worshipped and invoked into the home. That is turning a house into a home, because it is a vibration. It is a place that you want to come back to. You never want to leave. Because why? It is your home. Nowadays, in dysfunctional families, kids want to leave home as quickly as possible. As soon as they're able to get a job and rent an apartment, they're out of there. That is no way to live. That is a wonderful way to die. Lonely, uncared for, forgotten. We want to reverse that. It is only intelligence that can reverse a negative situation and turn it into a positive situation. And everyone in cyberspace, and I don't know who I'm talking to, I may be talking to 15 or 20 of the daily listeners to these inspired talks, but I hope that I've convinced you to turn your house into a home. And if you have a hotel lobby where everybody's running in and out, try to turn that hotel lobby into a house and the house into a home. We'll be back with you tomorrow. We're going off to the Vedic Astrology Conference and give a nice talk to these beautiful astrologers that have come in from all parts of the world to our little Garden Island in the middle of nowhere. Namah Shivaya.